I always had problems in school growing up. Just acting out, getting into a lot of arguments and fights with the teacher and everything.
David Wright is well aware of the negative outcomes associated with dropping out of school. Wright attended city schools during his childhood. An unstable home life carried over to school, and by high school, he was getting suspended multiple times each year.
So now they got the trauma, they get suspended, they got the behavior issue, but now because they ain't getting the academic work, they fall further behind, and now because they fall further behind, they start to fail tests. Now because they fail in tests, they grade lowers, now they grade lower, and at some point, it's just like, forget it.
That's Samuel Radford, president of the District Parenting Coordinating Council of Buffalo. He's been advocating for an alternative to school suspensions in Buffalo Public Schools. While the Buffalo Public Schools Code of Conduct states schools take a restorative practice approach to discipline, Radford believes a lack of training in the practice leaves teachers with only one option: removing a child from the classroom. New York State Senator Velmanette Montgomery described the theory of how out-of-school suspensions can lead to incarceration on a recent episode of WCNY's Capitol Press Room.
Well, we know that at any time young people are out of school, especially for any length of time, they are more likely to get into trouble with the police on the outside. And therefore, that establishes the pipeline. So the school then becomes the beginning of the pipeline to prison.
Montgomery is the sponsor of a bill which would fundamentally change the system of punishment in public schools. It's in committee and was not voted on last session. Supporters of suspension alternatives theorize because of zero-tolerance behavioral policies, school children are pushed out of school and into the criminal justice system. Students may have learning disabilities, trauma from home, or any number of problems that go untreated. These problems lead to school suspensions. This has had a detrimental effect on African American children. According to a report by the New York Equity Coalition, black students in Buffalo Public Schools have the highest rate of suspensions in the state. It also states negative outcomes for students are associated with suspensions and other forms of exclusionary discipline. For Wright, less time in school meant more time in the streets. After a year at the Stanley G. Falk School, a school for kids with special learning and behavioral needs, he dropped out for good. Needing money to help support his four kids, Wright's next few years were spent running afoul of the law.
Petty stuff, possession of marijuana, possession of burglary tools, just certain things. I would get a slap on the wrist.
But petty crimes escalated, and an illegal possession of a firearm charge, followed by an armed robbery conviction in 2007, put Wright behind bars for 8 years. Within a year of entering prison, Wright earned his GED. With his kids waiting for him on the outside, he knew he had to make the most of a bad situation.
I thought about him every day, but at that time it was about me and how am I going to survive in this prison cell, in these walls.
Released in 2015, Wright still has 5 years of post-release supervision. A few minor violations have landed him back in jail since then, but he is now in his first year at Houghton College, Buffalo, studying business.
This college is really doing a lot for me. The people in this college is doing a lot for me already, and I'm only 2 weeks in, and they breaking their back to help me out.
Wright believes if he had a similar support system in grade school, he would have avoided the trouble which befell him. For supporters of a change in disciplinary practices in schools, Senator Montgomery's bill is important. She says the entire school community, from administrators to children, need to be on the same page.
Part of what the legislation speaks to is establishing a uniform code of conduct so that young people have a sense of what is expected of them.
The hope is the legislation will turn the school-to-prison pipeline into a pipeline of success. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.